So I guess then Sunday is the shortest day of the year and the official start of winter, even though it has it has felt like winter a number of times. But that's it officially, Sunday. Well, that'd be what, 21st. Well, that makes sense. That's when it's supposed to happen. All right. We have so much to cover today, and we start off with a great guest who you also know as, besides a fill-in host here, he's the managing partner, the founder of Flood Law, PLLC. He's the host of WJR's Behind the Bench with Flood Law, or Todd Flood. And he's here right now to answer some questions about, well, I don't think he knows very much about this, but he's going to answer some questions about marijuana. Todd?
Yes. Yes.
I know a little about marijuana from my college days.
Well, but it doesn't surprise me, nor should it surprise anybody else in this world that, you know, marijuana days, you know, Bill Clinton didn't inhale. But regardless, at the end of the day, it is a prevalent, even more so nowadays, especially in the state of Michigan, since we have recreational use in Michigan. But
we're told it's completely different than it was when I was in college. So I don't know that. I do remember being at a Rolling Stones concert, and I smelled skunks, and Kim had to explain to me that was lab manufactured marijuana that smells like skunks. Well, who the hell wants to smoke a skunk?
Yeah, who wants a skunk? No one wants to smell like a skunk nor smoke a skunk. But regardless, you know, marijuana has all different purposes and all different uses, but the medical and otherwise. You know, I know judges that have insomnia, can't sleep, and, you know, they use what is called an edible. But what happened yesterday was President Trump signed off on a executive order taking marijuana from a Schedule I drug to a Schedule III drug, taking it out of things like heroin or LSD, putting it in more in the likes of Tylenol with codeine or, you know, businesses being able to sell it. And that does something for the economy, because now you are going to get federal tax codes and have the ability to be taxed on it as well. And businesses also can write things off as it relates to, you know, marijuana. So it's a move in a direction of more federal legalization than what it once was. And that's a big deal.
But it doesn't legalize marijuana federally.
Correct. That was the $64 million question I asked last night to all the legal experts in the field of marijuana. And today, no, it doesn't legalize it federally. It just removes it to a different level of schedules, which, you know, it's not LSD. It's now in the category of Tylenol.
Which means you're not going to go to prison for having it now. And the next question is, of course, a lot of these people who were in prison because of just marijuana, and I say just, but just marijuana, they've been sprung anyway. But I suspect there'll be people now asking to be let out, depending on how much marijuana and if they were dealers or if they were just users or whatever. But the other question I had, and I'm glad Mike Parsons reminded me, I want to ask you this, Todd Flood, managing partner, founder of Flood Law, PLLC, host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR. And that is, I'd always heard there's some kind of issue with marijuana businesses trying to use banks and be able to deposit their money in banks, but they couldn't if they were like, they're all federally chartered, so they couldn't do it. And I'm just wondering, did this change at all because of this?
Yes, because it changes the tax code as well, and you will be able to see more commerce within banks, the ability to deposit, the ability to have checking accounts and savings accounts. There are banks within the state of Michigan, you know, that do banking, credit unions in particular, that do banking with people that have marijuana stores, shops, and distribution centers, I should say. But it was difficult. It was difficult because, like, for example, Michigan and Ohio, we have two different, very different laws. One in Michigan, you could have recreational use. You could also have it, you know, for medical purposes. Ohio was very different. It was only there for medical purposes at some time. So this is definitely going to free up banking, and people that have cash now are going to be able to deposit the cash, which it's a, for the most part, a cash business.
Well, this is, in that respect, it's good, although there are still a number of people and even strong President Trump supporters who urged him to keep marijuana a Schedule I drug and not do this.
You know, I think as studies come out, and it's there, it's, you know, and many, many, many states have these laws already on the books. It's a terrible thing when you have a conflict with the state and the federal government as it relates to laws. And I think as we move down this path, you're going to find more legalization for marijuana. And again, everything is going to have to be, you know, you're still going to have to follow all the rules and regulations. You can't drink and drive. You're not going to be able to smoke marijuana and drive. You know, you're going to have certain, you know, make sure that the laws are enforced so that people don't violate them, just like any ordinary thing. You know, prohibition was a big part of this country for a long time. Then alcohol became legalized. Same thing, I think, is going to happen with marijuana.
Well done. We appreciate your expertise. Managing partner of Flood Law, PLLC, the founder of it, and the host of Behind the Bench with Todd Flood on WJR. Todd, Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Merry Christmas, Paul W., my friend. I wish you and your family the best, along with Mike and all the guys there and ladies there at WJR. You guys have been awesome to me. So,
well,
the very
we love
best
you.
To all of you.
You've been awesome to our listeners and to us. So we appreciate that very much. It goes both ways. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye-bye. 12:29, and it's time for Automotive Views because it's Friday.